The DNR has brought white and Hmong sportsmen together over the last few years as part of its Harmony in the Woods campaign. The sessions have tried to get both groups to discuss their differences while also highlighting their shared passion for hunting. Racially charged confrontations have led to several hunters' deaths in recent years. Multilingual signs and hotlines are now regular services the DNR is using to ward off such conflicts, as well as public service announcements.
Our natural resources are important to everyone, and it's important everyone has equal access to them, is respected, and is involved in protecting those resources.
DNR Chief Warden Randy Stark says their education campaign has emphasized private and public land boundaries, as well as keeping calm.
Knowing where you're at, using common sense, and should a conflict arise, to leave the area and call law enforcement, have somebody else deal with it, rather than getting in a situation where people can get emotional with loaded firearms.
Ku Zhang is the DNR's Hmong liaison. He says in the past year, 12 courses held across Wisconsin have educated more than 200 Hmong sportsmen in hunting and land regulations. Zhang says hunters he's talked to are eager for the season to start, despite past conflicts.
People are now cooling down. I hope that there won't be any more fear out there in the woods. So please have everyone go enjoy the outdoor, respect other hunters, talk to them. Be friendly.
Zhang adds this year, he and other bilingual speakers will act as over-the-phone translators should the need arise. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.